Apple has one-upped its old iMac, the one with the hip candy colors, with a brand new design. The new iMac, released this week, has a flat 15-inch screen that bobs and swivels on a base the size of a large half melon. That base holds a G4 processor, a CDRW drive, and lots of other features to keep Mac loyalists appeased and maybe even make a few converts. But the features aren't what's really new. Mark Dursk, chairman of the Industrial Designers Society of America, says it's the design that really turns heads.
I think the new iMac is the first true design icon of the 21st century. If you go back to last century, there's, of course, many, many, many design icons, but as far as I can tell, this is the first one in this 100 years.
To me, there's something anthropomorphic about it. I'm sure that's not unintentional on Apple's part. They have some video where you see the screen of the computer sort of bopping along like a head. Steve Jobs, I read, said that it should look like a sunflower, he told his designers.
Well, that's the beautiful thing. What we're going to see now is we're going to see a lot of products, computers and electronic products that become animated, like the new iMac is animated. And that's a fantastic thing. These guys have brought a new trend, just like the translucent plastic trend the first iMac introduced. They've innovated.
I guess some of this boils down to that old question of, you know, does form follow function? You do see in the Apple publicity, they're talking about the Pentium-crushing PowerPC G4 processor. And at the same time, there are lots of pictures of how great this thing looks. What do you think is motivating consumers here or will motivate buyers?
Well, listen, I'm on a soapbox here. I mean, this is, none of that matters. None of that matters at all. The only thing that matters is design right now. How big it is, how fast it runs, how much power it goes isn't useful to 90% of us, maybe even 95% of us. You know, in the 70s, it used to be marketing. In the 80s, it was all this financial merger stuff. The 90s distribution, the Walmarts happened, the Kmarts happened, Targets happened, the internet happened. And now all that's leveled out. If things work relatively the same and they cost about the same, design is the only reason to buy a product. And that happens when products reach commodity. And computers, in many ways, have reached commodity status. Think about a running shoe. It's only about design, or even a toothbrush.
What about, say, the PT Cruiser when that came out?
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, risk-taking, interesting, and a huge success. And, you know, this is what I'm so angry about is, how does it take so long to get it? You know, we have folks we know who bought their daughter a new Beetle, and the only reason the car's parked in the garage is because the door to her bedroom isn't big enough to drive it. Right? Design is about love. It's about falling in love with your product. And all these business types are about metrics. You know, these designs are universal in that everybody can use them, and they're better designs, and they elevate the level of dialogue, and you don't go back.
When you talk to consumers or study their habits, are there common things they're looking for, design elements, curves or color or friendliness? Is there anything that jumps out as a common theme?
The first and most important, I think, is easy. We've actually done a study in Boston at the base of this tall building, the Hancock Building. We'd leave one door open all the way to the right of the building, and people would divert the entire length of the plaza to go through the open door. So it's things are hard enough, Melissa. We want things to be made easier for us. As far as colors and materials and techniques, the trend right now, people really are moving away from plastics and towards things that are real. So we're seeing huge new interest in glass and rubber and things that come from nature, wood. Aluminum is the new translucent plastic. You know, 5 years ago, everything had to be translucent plastic. Now, everything has to be aluminum or titanium. Silver cars sell better than any other car. There'll be aluminum toothbrushes very shortly.
Mark Dursk, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Melissa.
Mark Dursk is vice president of the industrial design firm Herbst Lazar Bell Incorporated and chairman of the board of the Industrial Designers Society of America. He spoke with us from our bureau in Chicago.